Now I'm going to read, I'm breaking out of that manuscript now, and I'm breaking into something else temporarily. I'm going to read one section from a long poem which has been in progress for 7 years, of which 5 parts are done, and it will not be done, I suppose, for another 4 or 5 years. It is called, the whole thing is called Mountains and Rivers Without End. And this particular section I'm going to read now is called The Market. The specific references, the market references here are to the Crystal Palace Market in San Francisco, the public market in Saigon, the public market in Kathmandu, and the market along the Ganges in Benares. Saigon is one of the most, is the most beautiful city in Asia, at least it was. It was the only city in Asia where you could get good French bread anywhere you wanted to. Heart of the city, downtown, the countryside. John Muir, up before dawn, packing fares in the best boxes, beat out the others to market. The Crystal Palace on the morning milk run train. Me, milk bottles by bike, Guernsey milk, 6% butter fat, raw and left to rise natural, 10 cents a quart, slipped on the frost turning into a driveway and broke all 9 quarts. That was when we had cows. A feathery hemlock out back by manure pile where one cow once lay with milk fever. Transfusions and worries until the vet come. We do this still dark in the morning. Part one. To town on thin, high-wheeled carts. Squat on the box top stall. Papayas, banana, sliced fish, grated ginger. Fruit for fish, meat for flowers, French bread for ladle steamer, tea giant rough glaze earthware for brass shrine bowls. Push through fish, bound pullets lay on their sides, wet slab. Watch us with glimmering eye, slosh water, a carrot, a lettuce, a ball of cooked noodle. Beggars hang by the flower stall. Give them all some. Strong women, dirt from the hills in her nails. Valley thatch houses. Palm grows for hedges. Rice field and thrasher. To white rice. Dongs and piastres. To market. The changes. How much is our change? 75 feet hold rows equals 1 hour explaining power steering, equals 2 big crayfish, equals all the buttermilk you can drink, equals 12 pounds cauliflower, equals 5 cartons Greek olives, equals hitchhiking from Ogden, Utah to Burns, Oregon, equals aspirin, iodine, and bandages, equals a lay in Naples, equals beef, equals lamb ribs, equals Patna long grain rice, 8 pounds, equals 2 kilograms soybeans, equals a boxwood geisha cone, equals the whole family at the movies, equals whipping dirty clothes on rocks 3 days, some Indian river, equals piecing off beggars 2 weeks, equals bootlace and shoelace, equals a large box of petit four shilf crumb, equals barley threshing, mangoes, apples, custard apples, raspberries, equals a Christmas tree, equals a taxi ride, carrots, daikon, eggplant, green peppers, oregano, white, goat cheese, a swordfish, a salmon, a handful of silvery smelt in the pocket, whiskey in cars, out late after dates, old folks eating cake in secret, breast milk enough if the belly be fed, and wash down, hose off the aisles, reach under fruit stands, green gross rack, meat scum on chop blocks, bloody butcher concrete floor, old knives sharpened down to scalpels, brown wrap paper rolls, stiff push broom back, wet spilled food. When the market is closed, the cleanup comes equals a Billy Goat pushing through people, stinking and grabbing a cabbage, arrogant, tough. He took it. They let him. Kathmandu, the market. I gave a man 70 paise in return for a clay pot of curds. Was it worth it? How can you tell? Part 3. They eat feces in the dark on stone floors. One-legged animals, hopping cows, limping dogs, blind cats, crunching garbage in the market, broken fingers, cabbage, head on the ground. Who has young face, open pit eyes? Between the bullock carts and people, head pivot with the footsteps, passing by, dark scrotum spilled on the street, penis laid by his thigh, torso turns with the sun. I came to buy a few bananas by the Ganges while waiting for my wife.